Okay, look, next time we organize one of these things, you have to let someone else take care of the roster. Why? Did you not see yourself? You were like a mad woman out there. No, that's not what I'm saying. I am sure everyone greatly appreciated how on top of it you were. I'm just saying, it didn't seem like you even got the chance to enjoy yourself. I mean, true, solid argument. Getting shit done is definitely on brand for you. Yeah, some things don't ever change, I'm starting to realize, especially when it comes to you. Wait, hey, where'd you say you were staying? Over on Lexington, right? Yeah, my Airbnb is actually down a ways over on First. Why don't I give you a ride? No, really, it's no problem. No, I won't be going out of my way. Besides, you and I didn't even get the chance to catch up. Maybe because someone took on too much and was running around like a crazy person? No, listen, what kind of friend would that make me if I sat here and let you pay for an Uber when I literally have to drive past your hotel? Seriously, it's no problem at all. Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah, my rental is actually parked up near the front. Whenever you're ready, just give the word and we can head out. Okay? Great. All right. After you. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure you're remembering that wrong. If I recall, it was you that decided it would be a brilliant idea to try and sneak out of David's house, right as his parents pulled up. No. I was the one telling you that you should have snuck him into your house. But no, you know, as a young adult experiencing their sexuality for the first time, you learn by trial and error. My God. Whatever happened with Dave anyway? I don't think I saw him there tonight. Oh yeah, shit. Sorry, no, I had totally forgotten all about that. Yeah, well, you know my memory has never been the most reliable, and senior year was kind of a blur for me anyway. I had to work my ass off to make up for all that goofing off I did. Yeah, now that you mention it, senior year was when we kind of fell off. I mean, it was to be expected. You were busy with your shit, I was busy with mine. And things just kind of fizzled out from there. Yeah, it was unfortunate, but hey, you know, we're adults now. It all worked out. And I do believe we are here, corner of Lexington and 3rd. Definitely brings back a lot of things that I hadn't thought about in years. Like, you remember that night, homecoming week, junior year? Yes, come on, you remember. We had snuck out and crashed at Mike Russo's place. Yes, see? That was the same night we had rolled Cut Right's lawn, yes. And then we all had piled into the back of a pickup and ended up getting stuck in that field. Oh shit, yes, that was you! That's right! You were the only reasonable one. You weren't drinking, so you decided to drive and then got us completely lost. Jesus Christ. To be fair, you've always had a terrible sense of direction. Hey, I'm only teasing. I never said it was a bad thing. Look, getting lost that night was one of the highlights of high school for me. Oh, God. Do you remember what happened next? Yeah, that's right. Everyone kind of rolled with it and decided to wander off and do their own thing. You and I, we had actually found that little clearing. Right. We had laid out, and you had asked me if I knew where the Little Dipper was. Yep, you had pointed it out, Orion's Belt, which star was the actual true North Star. Do you remember what happened next? I had told you how pretty I thought you looked, and of course you teased me. Yeah, and mid-tantrum, you had actually leaned over and kissed me. Didn't I kiss you? Are you kidding me? Hell no. I was so nervous, there was no way. It was definitely you. Look, yeah, I know my memory is shit, but I promise you, I remember that night clearly. I mean, I still think about it all of the time, honestly. Can I actually tell you something? I never said anything about it before, but, you know, now that we're here, that kiss, it helped me realize that I actually had a full-blown attraction to women. Hey, come on, stop. Don't tease. I'm being serious. Yes. Yes, it was that innocent little kiss as juniors in that field that it hit me that I may actually be into girls. I mean, yeah, I had feelings before. Well, you know this, I had told you that much, but I wasn't sure until that night. Yeah, I had always thought they were pretty, but I thought that was just a girl thing, you know? No, it took my best friend kissing me to really realize, like, oh shit, I'm bi. Or something. Something that wasn't straight. You know, it's so weird. A lot of things I've kind of filtered out, but that one night in particular, I think about it all the time. Mm-hmm. How close we were. How beautiful you looked, lit up underneath the moonlight. How soft your lips were. Listen. I know we haven't seen each other in years, and I really, really hope this isn't too forward of me, but I'm not the same scared and uncertain little girl that I was then. If I may, I'd like to return that kiss to you, if that's okay. Yeah? Really? Alright then. Come here. Yes, come here. Let me kiss you. Hey, wait. If I remember correctly, there wasn't any lip biting when we were teenagers. Oh, so you're gonna pull that card on me, huh? The whole what happened to not being a scared little girl. How about this then? how about we turn the car off? You take me up to your room, and I can show you just how unafraid I am. Yeah? Because, to be frank, since we're being honest and whatnot, those aren't the only set of lips I want to kiss right now. All right then. Lead the way.
Wait. I'm getting stuck on the door. Oh, God. Jesus, you ravenous woman. God. Impatient. Oh, my God. No, I swear I'm not complaining. I promise. It's just, oh, God. It's all happening so fast. I never thought I would be in a situation like this with you, and now I'm here in your hotel room. God, and you're just so fucking beautiful, and I just, oh my God, my head is spinning. My head is literally spinning. Oh God. You are just so lovely. So lovely. Yeah, come here. Come here. Yeah, because now I'm the one that can't get enough of you. Come here. Come here. Hi. Hi. How about... I hope you take some of that off, yeah? Yeah, it looks like a lot. Yeah, real heavy. Yeah, come here. Sit up, yeah, come on. You know, something I realized when I started sleeping with women is that being a woman, I have a pretty easy time unclasping bras. See? No hassle. Easy. Done. Over with. Did David struggle to take off bras? I'm sorry. I had to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, wait. Let me just sit back. Let me look at you. Let me look at you. Fuck. You are so goddamn beautiful. Fuck. Here, look. Let me tilt your head up. Yeah, tilt up your chin. Just like that, yeah. I'm gonna kiss your neck now, okay? Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. Can I start moving lower? Yeah, is that okay? Before this goes anywhere else. Yeah, I know. I'm getting to the fun stuff. Wait. I have to say this. I have to preface it, okay? If at any point, and I mean any point whatsoever, you change your mind or you get uncomfortable or you just want it to stop, please tell me, okay?
this is, I want this to be a good experience for both of us. I want us to be, hey! Is that your way of telling me to shut up?
Yeah,
I just... At the end of the day, you're still a really important person to me, and I want to make sure everything is good and everything's okay. All right, that's it. Okay. Okay, yes, I will shut up now. Yes. I will get back to it. Yes, ma'am, you got it. Yes. Okay, now, where was I? I do believe I was right here. In between. Breasts. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep going lower, okay? Mm-hmm. You've gotta stop wiggling. Oh, am I tickling you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tickle you. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm gonna reach up under here. Come on, lift that cute butt. Yes, lift up the cute butt. I've gotta pull these off of you and get those out of my way. Oh my god. Here. Spread them open for me. Mm-hmm. Spread your legs for me. Let me in there. Here's a kiss for the right thigh. Here's a kiss for the left. Spread yourself open for me. Oh, come on, baby. Don't be shy. Spread it open for me. Let me see. I want to see all of you. Yes, baby girl, just like that. Good spread for me, baby. Stick a finger in now, okay? Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. Here I go, baby. Oh, yes, baby girl, yes. Does that feel good, baby? Yeah? Oh, yeah, baby. Arch that back for me, yes. Play with that clip, baby. Show me what makes you feel good, baby girl. Yes, show me. Good girl, yeah. Let me curl my finger up in there. Yeah, you like that, don't you, baby? Oh, good girl, baby. Yes, show me. Oh, show me how you play with that pussy, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck yourself on my fingers, baby. Yeah. Here, I'm gonna slip another one in, okay? Yeah? Okay. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, baby girl. Grind those hips on my fucking fingers, yes. Fuck my fingers, baby. Yes, come on. Yes, baby, fuck my fingers. Give me that clit. Give me that clit. On those fingers, baby girl, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby, you're gonna come for me? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, come on my face, baby girl. Mm-hmm. Come on. Be a good girl and come for me, baby. You taste so good. You honestly think I'm going to let this go to waste? No, ma'am. Not me. Let me come back up here to you. Hi. Hi. Oh, you're so cute. Yes, you are so damn cute. Your hair is all messy and your face is all red. You're so cute. Come here. Let me hold you. Ah, yes, let me hold you. You know you used to curl up on my chest like this all the time. Yeah? Mostly during thunderstorms, true, but other times too. I guess that should have been an indicator, right? Of where things are going with us. But this just, it feels right. It feels familiar. And it feels like things never changed. Just, I want to hold you for just a little while longer. I want to hold on to those good memories for just a little bit longer, if that's okay.